Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Wednesday. We will make sure that that is correct. Wednesday. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. Appreciate all you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. Want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Lanehart.
It'll be a little weird.
Yeah. Nah. That's something that if it opened tomorrow, the people of Lanehart would be like, what? We got a what? So, yeah. That's what it is.
I don't have a rebuttal for that.
There is no rebuttal to that. I think I'm right on the money. Wherever you are, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. You don't have to hit the drive-thrus. You can just have it delivered right to your door. StrangeBrewCoffeeHouse.com. That's the place to go. All the coffees that are available at the restaurants, they are available there online. You can brew them at home. And don't forget, when you brew up with Strange Brew, you are brewing up something for the Bulldog Initiative. Just the same way you do with our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Guys, if you are a business owner, you're already spending money on printing. Let's talk about what you can do with that money. You can either spend your money with your current printing company and you get all of your printing done. Sounds good. How about you spend all of your money with Pip Printing and Signs, you get all of your printing done, and 10% of your sale goes to the Bulldog Initiative. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I'm the kind of guy that'll upload a podcast and it'll be incorrect, and you wake up in the morning, you got like 50 messages. But what I do know is that option B was better there because you're supporting the Bulldog Initiative without spending any extra money of your own. So call Pip Printing and Signs today. Call Camden Baker at 601-499-5216. And again, show you how dedicated this guy is to service. That's his number. That's not the company number. That's the office number. You're not going to talk to a secretary. You're going to talk to him, the CEO of the company. He'll get you taken care of. Just tell him you heard about it. You're on Thunder and Lightning. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Whatever it is, Mississippi State, it doesn't have to be, you know, obviously they have a great selection of polos and t-shirts and pullovers and hats, but they've also got stuff for the house, for your tailgate, for your car, everything to let people know that, hey, I'm a Bulldog, I support Mississippi State. It's right there at College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. When you want to grab lunch in Starkville, you want to go to Restaurant Tyler. We're in the South. We're talking about blue plates. We're talking about meat and two. You're talking about Restaurant Tyler. Great selection of meats and vegetables. The best cornbread you're ever likely to have. It is great Southern cooking right there at Restaurant Tyler. So for lunch today, why don't you head over to Restaurant Tyler? Priority One Bank, 16 locations throughout central Mississippi. If you're looking for a bank that provides everything that a corporate big bank does without all of the stuff that a corporate big bank does, if you know what I'm saying, then you're talking about Priority One Bank. All of the good stuff, the financial services that they offer, those are on par with any corporate big bank in America, but they don't give you that runaround. They don't give you that put you on hold for an hour and you're going to talk to a machine. No. This is a community bank. You're talking to the people that you know in your community. Start an account with Priority One Bank. It will benefit you for years to come. PriorityOneBank.com is the website. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Hey, Robbie.
I hope that was good enough for the guy who continues to leave the same review on our on our podcast every week.
I mean, I don't know what I looked. So he said 30-minute podcast, 12-minute ad read. I don't believe the 12 minutes. But the date that he did it was a rumblings day. It was an hour podcast. So, like, what are we talking about here, buddy? But you know what? I can't. Again, 5-star review. You can say whatever you want.
He threatened to give a 2-star review.
Well, don't do that. Now then we'll have to have some issues. We'll have to find you, GGIIIHHHH.
Yeah, but he won't use his actual. He's threatening us and he's demanding that we do things, but he won't use his actual name.
I'm sad here. Jameis Winston going to the Browns.
I saw that. It's upsetting.
Yeah, I'm
he
not.
was a fun fit for New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he made sense down there, but oh well.
Hey, Brian.
Hey.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but you uploaded Monday's podcast on Tuesday.
I heard. Yeah, I did that, and then I went and deleted it, and I've uploaded Tuesday's podcast as of now. So
we're okay, good. I wanted to let you know. I didn't know if anybody told you.
Few people told me. Few people
need to fix that.
Yeah, it's fixed. It's fixed. I apologize. I made a mistake. you know, people make mistakes in this life, and you know, all you can do is try to be better the next day.
Brian was just snoozing in his chair, having happy little dreams.
I literally passed out in my recliner at 9. I was just like, I snapped up and I was like, okay, I'm going to bed. I don't know why I'm so tired, but I am. Nothing to it, right? If this had been like a sitcom, it would have been one of those montages where like the screen starts getting wavy and I'm asleep and it slowly goes over to Robbie and his phone just blowing up like, what the hell? And Robbie's just like, no, hey, Dad, wake up.
I'm just like, I've settled down. I had a long day yesterday. Oh, my gosh. But we were spring break with my five-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just the longest day of my life. She's thrown gum at the television. I have no idea why. She's stacking up.
Wilson news. She was like, no!
Yeah, she's stacking up. I walk into the room and she has a chair stacked with pillows because she's trying to stand on top of it to get to the gum before I can get in there. Things like that. It was just the longest day of my life. And so I finally have settled down and now I've got 52 people messaging, tweeting, texting that the podcast is not uploaded correctly. And I'm like, first of all, you people are listening to this at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I guess we should count ourselves blessed that people, like, they have to have this podcast.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
I really do appreciate that. But the whole time I'm thinking, Brian, please just wake up. Can you just wake up, like, at midnight and go to the restroom and see your phone and just fix it real quick? So, because I knew the next wave was coming at 6 a.m.
Yeah.
The people that are driving to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
That group was coming in next.
Out like a light, my friend. Strolled out of bed about 7:30 or so. And
you went to bed before me,
yeah.
Like a couple hours before me.
I got up
and I woke up earlier than you.
LIVIN, my friend. So, all right. So we'll make sure today's podcast.
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's start. Let's get into the rumblings. Before Polk gets us started today, which of these wrestlers has a better feature in their movie? Andre the Giant and Princess Bride, Hulk Hogan as Thunderlips and Rocky. It's Rocky 3, Ford. Rocky 3 is where Thunderlips is.
Correct.
Terry Funk in Roadhouse, Jesse Ventura in Predator, Roddy Piper in They Live. I think it's got to be Piper because he's the star of the movie.
Right. He was actually the guy.
Yeah. So if I think I go Ventura and Predator.
He had a stronger role than the other.
Well, he has that iconic. I mean, like none of these, like the line "I ain't got time to bleed" has become like part of the vernacular.
Yeah.
So
well, it's not, you know, the two things I enjoy the most is chewing bubble gum and whatever.
No, that's another one though. Then I would probably
Piper takes the cake there.
I'm gonna go Andre. Hulk Hogan, like, it's a good role, and it started Hulkamania. Don't get me wrong. It culturally very significant. But, and then Funk and Roadhouse. The fact that we never get a Terry Funk fight, really, in that, is just wasted. So, yeah, that's how I'm ranking them.
I'm good with it.
All right. Also from Ford, what's one conspiracy theory you actually believe? Well, we know Robbie's.
I never said that I believed it. I presented it as a possibility.
You're just asking questions here. You're like Tucker Carlson over there. I'm just asking questions. And why is it wrong to talk about this?
I mean, yeah, is it okay to mention doubt?
The one that I really believe is that JFK that wasn't acting alone, that he was part of, there was an assassination plot. I believe that.
Yes. There's been another theory presented that one of the Secret Service agents accidentally shot him after he was shot the first time.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like when he was like freaking out and like turned around and like hit him.
The other thing, like, I don't think UFOs is a conspiracy theory anymore. The government has basically admitted to that.
They have. We know now that there are unidentified flying objects.
All right, so.
And that there are extraterrestrials from another planet.
Colton Watson, are we doomed to only be able to fully enjoy ourselves once we are down to one sport to follow? Softball is immune. Are we doomed to be only... So is he saying that, you know, once baseball
like,
is the only
you
sport?
Only get, well, no, it's like, well, I don't know what he's saying. I first thought was like only you can only be happy with one sport
right.
at a time.
Right.
You can't, there can't be multiple sports that are good at a time.
Right.
Okay. Which I'm almost on board with that. I, you know, right now softball and baseball are both good, so that doesn't really apply. And tennis is both men and women's tennis has been okay.
Yeah.
But it yeah.
Okay.
It's tough for all of Mississippi State sports to be good at the same time or like several of them.
Also from Colton, you talked about the incredibly tough basketball schedule in terms of who we saw twice. But have either of you noticed that even the subpar team State has played were in the middle of a hot streak when they faced State? Arkansas, A&M, LSU, Ole Miss the first time, and even Missouri played really tough right around when State played them. Well, I mean, I get that, but I mean, that's just basketball at that point. I mean, you only played them once. Yeah, they were playing. You got them maybe at the wrong time, but I mean, State beat LSU by 20 points. They beat Missouri by 20 points. When they played Ole Miss the first time, I thought Ole Miss lost right before they played. No, they didn't. They beat Texas A&M, didn't they? Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess I get it, but eh.
Ole Miss was playing okay.
Yeah. Brogan Fairchild asks us, if State started a men's soccer team and could pull one player from every other sport, who would it be? All right, so we're going to just do football, basketball, baseball. Basketball's obvious, right? We're taking – Cam Matthews is just playing every sport.
Yeah.
Cam Matthews playing sports. So I'm trying to think.
Somebody fast.
I want speed. Yeah.
Like a Mario Craver.
Mario Craver out on the wing. Yeah. Now you got me. Yeah, that's where I was going to go.
Josh, like
last year I would have gone with Tulu and Josh and Xavion, but they're gone now, obviously. And then from baseball,
David Mershon.
Oh, Mershon would be like that midfielder that everybody hates. He would, you know,
he's taking your legs out.
Yeah. Soccer, he'd be our Roy Keane. I know you don't know who that is, but the soccer fans do. Soccer has a propensity for it. I'm going to curse here, guys. We're gonna have a curse word here. Prepare yourself.
How bad?
It's the S word.
Okay.
They call it shithousery. Anytime you're like, you know, you're pulling a guy down, you're kicking the ball away or anything like that, some teams engage in that. David Mershon would be a master of it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
David Mershon is the guy that, like, if he was not on your team,
you'd hate
this guy.
Yeah.
Because he can do everything. He's got the noxious hair.
That's a good soccer haircut,
little,
too. That's a good
soccer.
He's
got that little smirk to him.
Yeah.
He's like, you little. And you can't do anything about it.
Yeah. And then he goes
out
and he goes 3 for 4 with 2 RBI. So.
Yeah. And, he'd be your best defender probably on the soccer field. He'd probably be one of your better strikers.
Yeah. So, all right. Also from Brogan, if you could be put into a dangerous scenario, if you could be put in any dangerous scenario, past or present, with no risk of injury or death, what would you want to experience? Zero risk of injury or death? I cannot be harmed. I'm totally immortal. Is that what he's saying?
Yes.
I want to walk on the sun.
Might as well be walking on the sun.
I want to be on the sun. I want to be like,
what see is what, just see what it's like.
Yeah, see what it's like. I can't be harmed.
Yeah, can I fly like through the air?
Yeah.
to outer space.
I want to snap my fingers and be on top of Mount Everest for like 2 seconds.
It's going to be cold.
It doesn't matter.
The Yeti is up there, too.
The Yeti?
The Yeti.
Okay. You got anyone to throw in here? Bottom of the ocean?
Now, I might just drive as fast as humanly possible.
Ooh.
Can I go 140 miles an hour on the highway?
Just see what happens. Now, the problem with that is if you have a wreck, it said you're immortal, but the people you hit.
Well, if there's no risk there, does that mean that my vehicle can't crash?
Good point. Good point.
I'm in control. My truck is going to be in control at all times, but I'm going 140. I can get to Nashville in like 2 hours or something.
Mm-hmm.
That might be up there for me, but I mean that's kind of boring too. Like I'm just driving. Like what I'm.
You say it's boring, but I think I want 150 or something would be exciting for a little bit. I think.
Yeah, but like, do I want to experience something? Like, maybe I want to go to like
walking on
Pompeii.
The sun.
Can I go to Pompeii whenever, volcano blew? Or can I be in the middle of World War II? Or?
Ooh, well, could you be surrounded by dinosaurs? Like, could I see a live T-Rex?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
I want to go to, like, can I go to biblical times in Egypt? Mm-hmm. Whenever they had the parting of the Red Sea or something. Like, and I mean, that would be cool to see stuff like that.
Yeah, I agree. Paul Barrett asks, how much would you have to be paid to do what Cena did at the Oscars? Would they pay Cena? I mean, it's probably that amount.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm rich like that.
Yeah.
Which, John Cena is very large human in terms of his, I don't know what's going on down there, but he's got muscles.
Did he do the roids? They might have.
I'm going to shrunk a little bit.
Going to need a much bigger sign for me.
Yeah, it'd probably be underwhelming if you and I walked out there with a sign and had our shirts off.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't care if I was getting paid a lot of money.
Six figures on that. Yeah, I'd be like, you know what? Here I am.
Ah, laugh all you want to. Yeah. You poors.
You're a bunch of peasants. Also from Paul, does the trolling eventually come back to bite Lane Kiffin? Arguing with beat writers and scripted flips seem funny now, but it seems like it would appeal most to 18 to 22-year-old men who are going to be long-term locker room issues. I wrote this before the Norreal White thing happened. The thing with Norreal White that I found the most surprising, by the way, on that arrest, is that said he weighed 125 pounds. I hope that's not accurate.
That had to have come when he was like, I don't know, like 15 or whenever he got his learner's permit.
I don't know. But anyway.
Still, that is a very small guy.
If the Kiffin thing is going to come back to bite him, it already has. It's the reason he's not the head coach at Alabama.
Yeah.
He should be the head coach at Alabama right now. Don't tell me that Lane Kiffin's not a better fit than Kalen DeBoer, but they're not going to bring somebody in who acts like that.
And yeah, and it's going to hurt him and Ole Miss at some point too, because even if they go 11-1 or something, when they lose eventually, or if they're like 10-2 or 9-3, they miss out on the playoffs somehow. Like people are going to come back to some of his like rat poison tweets and trolling that he does. I mean, it's when State eventually beats him again.
It happened last year with the Alabama game where he took a shot at John Sokoloff and then he loses the game. And everybody's like, Kiffin's done it again. And if he doesn't beat LSU, if LSU had played any defense whatsoever, then, it's not that, nobody's talking about Lane Kiffin. So.
Yeah, it always comes back to bite you. Everyone is going to have to pay for things that they say over time.
Austin Welch says, I'm going to SmackDown this Friday. Never been to anything WWE, and I rarely watch. I know the basics from Twitter, clips, and TNL. What should I expect? Also, I'll be on the floor in the 316 shirt and a state hat, so look for me. Where is SmackDown this week? Do you know?
It's in Memphis.
So
had the SEC tournament not been happening and the LSU series, I probably would have gone because The Rock's going to be there, and I think it's sold out.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. If we know The Rock is going to be there, so Roman, I mean, you should expect to see The Rock, which is going to be awesome.
Yep. When that music hits, it's very it is what it says, electrifying.
Mm-hmm. So, just sort of go with the crowd, man. If they're chanting something, join in. Unless they're chanting, "You deserve it." Don't chant that. I hate that chant.
Or "This is awesome."
This is awesome. Yeah, don't chant that either.
Or "Fight forever."
Okay, change of plan. Don't chant anything that the crowd is chanting. Just
I don't know if those are as prominent as they are at AEW. With all of the super super nerds
the
are there.
Marks.
Yes.
Shut up, you marks.
But no, how many people do you think I don't know if Austin's been converted by TNL, but how many people do you think we've made at least somewhat interested in wrestling by talking about it on here?
A few.
I've heard several that are like, "Hey, I just got back into wrestling because y'all were talking about it."
Yeah, agreed.
There's some that we make very angry about it.
And they'll get over
and
it.
And that, I would say, you can like it, you can love it, but you got to learn to live with it.
You totally butchered that. You just butchered that quote. You want me to do it?
Yeah, you can try it.
Like it or don't like it, learn to love it, because it is the best thing going today. Man, you butchered that. I can't believe it.
You know what? I don't ever say anything whenever you butcher things like
I don't
that.
Would never butcher one that badly.
You've butchered so many of those impressions that you try to do. I don't ever say nothing about it.
How dare you say that?
You do.
Oh, do I?
I've been very nice about it.
Have you?
No more. No more. All those times you used to make fun of me for miss saying the lyrics of "We Will Rock You."
Mm-hmm. But I misspelled. Was it "Shoot to Thrill"?
Shoot to Thrill.
Shoot to Thrill. Yeah. So yeah, that's fine.
Too many women and too many bills.
Hey, I'm just trying to keep it clean. All right. I'm trying to help those guys out.
You're just talking about your own life.
Yeah, that's true. I was talking about the bill for the punk rock.
Which is a very small bill.
Yeah, well, as we learned. All right, where are we here? Dalton. Oh, here we go, Robbie. Dalton
Uh-oh.
Lee. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
A coworker asked me to go to Vegas with him for his bachelor party. I've only known him for 6 months, and we've never met in person due to the remote landscape of our jobs. Should I go? Is this a red flag? I did the math, and at minimum, this will cost $1,500.
I sense a hangover
Something's not right.
Coming.
I would never invite someone I've never actually met to Vegas. Like, if I was like, "Hey, you're going to be in town, let's get together, we'll have a drink." That's one thing. But, "Hey, I'm getting married, come with me on my bachelor party," even though we've never been in the same room together, that is
Dalton's
a
Dalton's getting kidnapped.
I vote red flag, Dalton. Don't go.
He's getting kidnapped like Doug.
Yeah. Doug, Doug, oh, Doug, Dougie, Doug. I should be done Dalton. Dalton, Dalton, Dalton. But if he's been murdered by crystal meth tweakers. Anyway.
I'm not, I swear I'm not racially profiling, but is Dalton more chow? I'm just saying.
What you mean? That him? That's awful.
I love you, Dalton. I love you, Dalton. I'm not racially profiling, I swear.
That's funny.
Actually, maybe I am because both of you are Asians, but I'm just saying.
It's fair. Brent Clark, it took Lamona so long to announce the official roster after cuts. How did Colby Holcomb make the cut? And how many more times do you think we'll have to watch that? Holcomb is kind of where Parker Stinnett was a couple years ago. They were just like, you know, they kept putting him in and trying to give him an opportunity, and it wasn't working. And my guess is we may be seeing the last of Colby Holcomb.
Oh my gosh, Parker Stinnett would come out there and strike out 10. I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
His starts were actually like really good. I don't know what's going on with Holcomb. You know, Chris Amonis always talks about how great he looks in the bullpens, but we've heard that so many times of so many players.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, he has probably the best stuff of anybody. Just, you know, the velocity, the secondary pitches, like he has the ability to do it. It's just not working for whatever reason.
Right.
And like it kind of sucks. Like it's either he's walking a guy or he's giving up a tank or something. Like you just you throw something in there for strike and somebody just destroys it out of the yard. So I don't know. I mean, he's got to get his confidence level back, and you can't put him in there in a game that really matters right now. You tried to put him in there in an 8-0 ball game the other day, and he gave up 3 runs. So I don't know what you do.
Where are we here? Austin McMullen. For weeks, Lunardi's bracketology has projected State to play first and second round games in Memphis. I would be shocked to see State playing in Memphis as a lower seeded team. Do you see any likelihood of this? Well,
It happens sometimes.
yeah, I mean the bracketology, everything has had them like as an 8 or 9, right? So it's about who the one is. So who is the one going to Memphis in that situation?
Is it Houston? I don't know where all the
Tennessee,
regions.
but the problem with Tennessee is I don't think they would match State and Tennessee up in a potential second round matchup. So I
Yeah, I
don't know.
guess Tennessee's a one.
Tennessee, as it stands right now, would be a one, I think. Yeah.
I don't know where all the regions are to
You know,
know
I
for
think
sure, but yeah.
Houston will be like right now the
Houston will be
one.
somewhere in like Dallas. Is there one in Dallas probably?
Let's see here. NCAA tournament sites. All right, so the sites right now. Go ahead and mute this because you never know. Yeah, there we go. The first second rounds are in Brooklyn, Charlotte, Indianapolis, Omaha, Pittsburgh, Salt Lake, Spokane, and Memphis. Houston might be the one in Memphis because that's the closest one to them, right?
So, yeah, because they're going to be. Will they be the number one overall?
Let's see here. The current number one team in the country is Houston. Yes. So, like right now, I think the
So that's
top.
pro that.
I
So
think
there's
your
nothing
one
in
seed.
Dallas.
I think your one seeds are Houston, UConn, Purdue, and then it's either Tennessee or North Carolina. North Tennessee lost to Kentucky the other day, so it may just depend on the conference tournaments. But let's just say Tennessee for the heck of it, right?
Tennessee as a two would probably be in Memphis as well.
That's possible. So you probably put UConn in Brooklyn. You put Purdue in Indianapolis. You put let's just say Tennessee is the one. If North Carolina is the one, they're going to Charlotte. If Tennessee is, I think you send Tennessee to Charlotte too. So that's probably getting a one there. And then Houston would go to Memphis. And if State's the 8 seed with Houston, 8 of the 9 with Houston, yeah, they're going to go to Memphis.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like I said, I would guess Tennessee would also be in Memphis as a two.
If they go, if Tennessee's a 2 seed, they would probably be in Memphis too. It just depends on they have they want to avoid conference matchups, I think, for the first 2 rounds. So if State's an 8, you can make Tennessee the 2. If State's a 10, you can make Tennessee the 1.
Yeah.
So, all right, Rob Hathaway. On a recent Rumblings, there was a question about if Helen Keller was really blind. What about Stevie Wonder? This is another conspiracy theory. Shaq is a big believer that Stevie Wonder is not blind.
It's just hard for people to believe that these people that have that are blind or deaf can do the things that they do. I think that's the big issue that people have. But like we talked about the other day, it's these things, when you lose one sense, it seems like the other ones kind of grow. So, I have had my
Your doubt.
questions about like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and people like that.
Yeah.
But
Also from Rob, why do we bake cookies but cook bacon?
couldn't tell you.
Nice.
Why are words what they are? I don't, where does
The English language is a
bacon
train
come
wreck.
from?
There's just no way around that, right? The English language is maybe the worst language there is in terms of just. Nothing makes any sense whatsoever. Also from Rob, this go ahead.
That was a sneeze.
Oh, I'm sorry, bless you.
Thank you.
This weekend, my wife and I watched Oppenheimer. Great movie, obviously, great message, but I could never watch this movie with my children because of those couple of scenes. Why do directors do this? I haven't seen Oppenheimer. Is there a sex scene in it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple.
About? Okay.
There's Oppenheimer and his Gumar.
Oh, he has a Guma?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of. Yeah,
who plays her?
If you wouldn't have... Let me make sure.
Okay.
Very attractive woman.
Okay, that's a good start.
Florence Pugh.
Oh, well, I mean, I get it then. Wait, hold on. How much are we seeing?
Good bit.
Oh, yeah, I get it then. It's art. It's got to be.
Yeah, I was going to watch it with my dad, and I went to theaters and watched it by myself.
Yeah.
And when I left, I was like, nah, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. Dog at Auburn. A few weeks ago, Brian stated that a key characteristic that differentiated a cake from a pie was having a bottom crust. 10 seconds later, y'all were discussing cheesecake, but allowed it to skate through as a cake. What is going on? Did we do that? Cheesecake is a pie.
I don't remember this, but a couple people liked the tweet, so apparently several people were thinking this.
That doesn't mean anything.
I don't remember.
Like, I can tweet Mississippi State loses by 50 points, and I get 15 likes on that. Like,
well, first of all, I'm not sure I understand the what's being said at the end here. We were discussing cheesecake, but mm-hmm. allowed it to skate through as a cake.
Right. So we were discussing, is it a cake or is it a pie? And yeah. I said that it's a pie because it has a crust. And then but apparently we also said, okay, we'll count it as a cake. But I don't count it as a cake. Cheesecake is a pie.
I don't remember that, but maybe we did.
Okay. Well, then, just for the record, cheesecake is a pie. It has a crust.
That's correct.
Pie. It has a crust and a filling. That is the living, breathing definition of a pie.
Yes.
All right.
And cheesecake is very good, by the way.
It is very good. All right. We'll do one more here, and then we'll go to the break. Kevin Wright. This one's for you, Robbie. Rank these leagues, the MLS, the EPL, the Bundesliga, La Liga, and the EFL Championship.
You know, it's tough to put one ahead of the other. They're just so great.
Perhaps I should do it.
Yeah, I think that would be wise.
Premier League is one. La Liga is two. Bundesliga is three. The Championship is four. And MLS is five. I think a good championship team would beat. I think most championship teams would beat an MLS team.
Yeah, I think you're right on the money.
Great. Rank these drinking songs. Tennessee Whiskey, One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer, Closing Time, Gin and Juice, Margaritaville. I don't know that Closing Time is necessarily a drinking song.
It's kind of like a... Well, it's like, you know...
It talks about drinking.
Reflection on the night.
Yeah, it talks about drinking, but I wouldn't consider it a drinking song. I'm not like, hey, let's get tanked and listen to Semisonic, you know?
Well, it always reminds me of being like 8 years old, so I can't really
there you go.
Think of it as a drinking song.
I think One Bourbon, One Scotch, One Beer is number one. That song is about drinking. It is all completely about drinking and being a bum.
That's true.
He's got no job.
George Thorogood.
Yeah.
And Tennessee Whiskey is probably number two.
Okay. Gin and Juice. Margaritaville. Closing Time.
I enjoy Closing Time probably more than any of these. Well, Gin and Juice, maybe.
Yeah.
But
it's not a drinking.
My favorite, but as far as drinking songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, you should be ranked. You should have like some Irish jingle in here or something, you know.
Yeah. As they say in Ireland, let's drink till the alcohol in our systems poisons us and kills us. Let's move into the rest of the rumblings. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Excuse me. If you're firing up the grill this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef. You have never, not one time in your life, been to a cookout and somebody said they were cooking steaks and you were unhappy about it. So you need to be that guy. Next time you're hosting a cookout, put some steaks on the grill, and everybody is going to be better off for it. If you're looking to find out more information about our beef industry here in the state of Mississippi, surprisingly a large industry. You know, you wouldn't think that about Mississippi and beef, but it is a big-time industry, nearly $500 million a year worth of agribusiness being done. A lot of that's available at msbeef.org. That's the website for the Mississippi Beef Council. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And whatever it is you're looking for lunch or for dinner, they're going to have it. They got something kind of close to it on the menu there over at Two Brothers. Great sandwiches, burgers, wings, tacos, everything great. It's not just barbecue. It is smoked Southern soul food. It's one of the best places in town. It's the place when people ask me, they're coming to Starkville, where should I go? I'm always going to say Two Brothers Smoked Meats, and you should take my advice on that one if you haven't already. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District, the place to find smoked Southern soul food. Great products and great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. He's got a text from somebody else here in the office. They're like, I know I did not just hear you singing the song from The Hangover. Yeah, you did. You did hear me singing that song. I was singing it.
Those walls are extra thin, aren't they?
They're thin here, you would think. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 49 years. When you need new technology for your business, new copiers or printers, new computers, new laptops, call Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong and you need service, you call back the same people who made you the sale. No 1-800 number, no call center to put you on hold for 45 minutes, no out-of-state technician to make an appointment with. A lot of times they can solve your problems the exact same day because they're in Mississippi just like you. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co., the code is THUNDER15, 15% off of any regular priced items. Exclusions do apply. Go check out the incredible new selection of stuff they've got, stuff you cannot get anywhere else. And they are, of course, the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. And they've got some new great gear, Horn Legend polos and quarter zips, as well as Wild Gear Cups have been added to the Bulldog Initiative collection over at Maroon & Co. That's stuff you can't find anywhere else. They are the exclusive provider. So if you want to look like the MSU coaches and players do, wearing the same polos and hoodies and pullovers, you can only get them at Maroon & Co. Before you head to Duty Noble this weekend, head to Maroon & Co.
Are you done with your ad read?
I am.
We were talking about conspiracies.
Yeah.
The Boeing whistleblower has been found dead.
He got Epstein'd.
How many times does this happen? And
that's another one I believe, by the way, that Epstein did not kill himself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. I believe that about a lot of things.
Yeah.
When it comes to political and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of these people are too prideful and they love themselves too much to kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
This guy was, he's a whistleblower for a $1 billion company. He's got to go.
Somebody said Boeing branching out into killing people on the ground. Oh.
Can't wait to take my flight this Sunday. Should be great. Robbie,
it's safer to ride in a plane than it is to ride in a car.
That's what they say, statistically.
You're good.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be fine. Andrew Norwood saw someone compiled SEC pitching staff stats through the weeks. Our midweek starting and total midweek ERA is bottom of the league, but midweek relief is middle of the pack. Can we avoid enough midweek losses to make Hoover? Midweek losses don't affect you going to Hoover.
Correct.
So, yeah, I think so.
Maybe he meant postseason.
If he meant like the NCAA tournament, then it's going to be tight.
Yeah. Let's get through this week and see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, also I think that's kind of skewed a little bit. They had that game those two games against Austin Peay. Mm-hmm. For the most part, they've been okay in midweeks.
Yeah.
And quite possibly the best game they've pitched, and what the starter, but the bullpen. pitched eight scoreless innings, and that was going to be a bullpen game anyway. You're going to have to use your bullpen a lot in midweeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just kind of too early to know for sure. But, yeah, they can't really stub their toes the rest of the way because it's going to be hard to get SEC wins.
Yeah, agreed. Steven asks, how many of the women in the Tussle Sunday will be employed by WWE in a few years? Man, don't tell me Angel Reese wouldn't be an unbelievable heel.
Oh, my gosh.
In WWE. People would hate her. Be incredible.
Yeah, she would be a lot like Jade Cargill or something like that.
I agree. Yeah, yeah. That's a good call. Playballer DC, for the rumblings, how do you train your favorite dog to ride in the back of an open pickup truck? And how do you know when you can trust him or her to ride and not jump or fall out? I don't own a pickup truck or a dog, Robbie. You got any answers for this guy?
I don't know if you can train them. I mean, I think they just have to get used to it. I did that one time with my dog that passed a couple of years ago. We were riding down the road, and he just up and, like, we stopped at the stop sign. He just up and jumped out of the back of the truck.
Not good.
And he just kind of, like, stood there by the truck. I'm like, what are you doing? Well, why did you do that? What was your plan?
Talk me through the process.
Yeah, I don't remember him jumping out any other times, but I mean, it's just part of the deal, man. They just got to get used to it.
All right, then. Let's see here. Sheldon Nations, would you eat meat grown in a lab? If the answer is, ew, gross, make the case for why it's grosser than meat from a slaughterhouse. I mean, I just think, I probably, if you didn't tell me, you just made me a steak, and then I afterwards I ate it, and be like, oh, by the way, that was grown in a lab. I probably wouldn't have noticed.
I mean, who's to say that it didn't already?
Yeah, one is a natural cow, and one is not. That's the difference.
Yeah, you know, like the slaughterhouse part of it doesn't really bother me. I don't guess as
it's
much.
It's not like it's 1921 anymore. We're not talking about
yeah. Then.
I mean, I buy into what the FDA does, you know.
Right. Yeah, it was pretty rough back then, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like what the cow is eating doesn't really, like, I don't even think about that either. Like, people are like, oh, this is grass fed.
Yeah.
What like, I just don't think about that. Just give me the steak.
The cow.
I want to know what's in it. No.
Ah, yes, of course, of course. Tony Loper, the best damn veterinarian in the city of Vicksburg. What happened to our D2 transfer pitcher?
I think he got cut.
Oh.
I can't remember, though.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly who that was, to be honest with you.
Huh.
But I don't know.
All right. Steve Mormon asks, although I'm scared to ask this for fear of jinxing us, do you feel that pitching and defense have been corrected enough to let us really compete with the upcoming SEC schedule? Compete, yeah, but I don't know how many they're going to win.
We hope.
Yeah, we hope. There you go. There you go. Also, is future Brian like Santa Claus? He knows if you've been sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so hail, dear old state. Never really thought of it that way, but future Brian does know these things. So.
He's bringing us a lot of coal. I know that.
It's not his choice. He's not the one making these decisions. Cody Clark. Nope. I'm sorry. Never mind. Not locked, Cody. Come on, buddy.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Round three of the mascot challenge. Are you ready?
Uh-oh.
Hasuf.
Aggies.
All right. Itawamba Agricultural.
Indians.
I have to look that one up.
But that's correct.
I think I'm pretty sure you're right, but I want to be double.
IHS.
Yeah. Where is this? Yes.
Moment of truth.
You're correct.
Yes.
Correct. Madison Central.
Jaguars.
That's an easy one. Germantown.
Mavericks.
That's correct. Yeah. I knew three of those.
Ding, 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 ding.
Who
did you not know?
I wasn't totally sure.
Indians.
Yeah, I wasn't totally sure on Itawamba. I knew the
That's
other.
Right.
Who's y'all's current pick to win March Madness? Houston.
You think they'll go all the way?
They're just good, man. That's just a good team. I could see UConn
play defense.
Yeah.
So. UConn repeating, that's something to do.
Yeah. Jay in Baltimore, I recently bought an Uni pizza oven, which now has pizza on my list of foods better made at home. Excluding fried chicken and Chinese, name two or three foods that you believe are just better when ordered out. I don't make fresh pasta at home, so if I can go to a good Italian restaurant, it's better there.
Yeah.
That's one.
Not a ton of stuff.
Sushi. Better at a restaurant.
Yeah. I'm not a sushi person, but I can imagine. Is the Uni pizza oven like the little, like,
yeah,
it's like a brick oven style?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, those are
awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. My mother-in-law got one of those and cooked a pizza. It was really, really good.
Is brisket one? I've never tried to cook brisket. I don't have the grill space for it, but like, I feel like those guys, like at Franklin Barbecue and stuff, they know what they're doing. They've got a process for brisket that's going to be better than any home cook.
It just depends on who the person is grilling.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, that's true about any restaurant, though. So
yeah.
What about
I would say a lot of smoked meats that I eat are better at some restaurants. It just depends on the day.
Seafood would be another one too. Like, I mean, I like fish, but I cooking fish can be tough. I mean, it's easy to screw up. Plus, yeah, you're never going to get the quality of fish at your local soup, especially here in Starkville, right, where we don't have a fish market. Like, if I want fish, I got to go to Kroger or Walmart.
Yep.
I can never touch the quality of fish that, like, a restaurant is going to get. So, there you go. Brian McDuff has a question for you. Robbie, as a flat earther, can you explain the differences in sunset times from east to west? I was on a call with someone from San Antonio, and they realized it gets dark 40 minutes later there than in Florida. How is that possible with a flat earth? Yeah, Robbie, you flat earther?
Well, I'm not a flat earther, guys. I've been adamant that I believe that the earth is round. I don't believe in flat earth. Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, then I guess you don't have to explain that that situation then. Very good.
Sure.
Here's where we get into the hey, you got the wrong podcast up. Kyle Wilson asked, what career would y'all have had if y'all were not radio/podcast celebrities? What? Celebrities is rough. I think Robbie would be a high school football coach that teaches history and driver's ed, and I would be the head chef at Texas Day Brazil. Well, first off, head chef at Texas Day Brazil, that's not really a
Kyle is so wrong here. I would have been an English teacher.
You also would have been a basketball coach. You didn't play football.
I might have. I did play football off and on. Okay. I might have coached football.
Yeah.
I definitely
would have been like the secondary would have been, coach.
Well, no. What I would have probably been is an SID.
Mm.
But my backup plan was teaching. I was going to be an English teacher.
Mm.
And I was going to be – I went into the secondary thing, the – what's it called? Emergency teaching thing or whatever. You can get it after you get a bachelor's degree in something else.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is take like 9 hours of practice.
Yeah.
So I started that, and I was basically what you have to do is be in special ed inclusion. Like, you have to help the special ed children transition into a regular classroom.
Mm-hmm.
On top of being like an English teacher or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Because there's such a gap in like the regular teachers and the teachers that are working with special education.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's been part of like their way of trying to get more of those teachers. That's what I was going to do, because I was having trouble with my first job at Rivals with the guy like paying me a salary.
Right.
And so I needed to find a job. And my mom was like, well, you know, my mom was a teacher for over 30-something years. She wanted me to go into teaching. And I just didn't like it.
Right.
I don't know. I would not be happy doing anything else, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree with that, for sure. Let's see here. Same podcast. Should Dak sign a deal? This is from Philip Owen. Should Dak sign a deal with the Cowboys or risk playing out his remaining year and becoming a free agent? I feel like his worth is more with the Cowboys than anybody else. I feel like he makes more money as the quarterback of the Cowboys than taking a risk on free agency, but I don't know.
As much as I want him to get out of there, just because, you know, I feel like it's he gets criticized more than any other quarterback in the league. It's you know, toxic at times. It has been really good for his personal brand, you know.
Yeah.
If he was the quarterback for, you know, I don't know, Minnesota Vikings, is he at the level?
He doesn't have the same cachet. He doesn't have the endorsements that he has. Yeah. Being quarterback of the Cowboys means something. Yeah.
I have a group of friends, Brian,
mm-hmm.
in a message. They were very angry at you and I for suggesting the other day that Ric Flair was more popular than Dak Prescott. When we said that we met, you know, we met Dak and we kind of like, we knew Dak, we interviewed him, but Ric Flair was not as popular as him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Ric Flair.
It was a heated debate the other day.
Ric Flair is more worldwide known than Dak Prescott.
No, that was my
no that question
was
in my mind.
That was my argument, is that you're not taking into account how popular wrestling is in
other countries.
Germany, France, Japan. Like,
I mean, Dak Prescott,
a lot of people don't watch NFL.
Exactly. The average person in Europe, I mean, like the same way here in America, the average American probably doesn't know who Kevin De Bruyne is. That's the same thing over there. They don't know who Dak Prescott is. Yeah. So no.
In America,
you
could argue Dak.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, kind of
but
insane.
It's still an argument.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're talking about Ric Flair. I mean, he is. It's not just that Ric Flair's a wrestling guy. People know him in pop culture.
Yeah, he is a pop culture icon. Yes. People, you know, this is a guy who sold out arenas on every continent in the world.
Yeah.
So yeah. No, I don't agree with your friends.
They made fun of us, Brian.
Well, you know what? I don't know what to tell them. I hope it made them feel good. I hope they felt better about themselves after they did it, after they took a shot at us.
Fat shaming and nerd shaming in the year 2024.
They fat shamed me?
No, I just wanted to use that.
Okay. Here we are. Winston asks, if the women's basketball team makes it to OKC, would you guys make the trip? You would, wouldn't you?
I don't know.
Okay, I would not.
I went to the Sweet 16, but when they played in the Sweet 16, but I don't know.
All right,
I've got a budget I've got to figure out. I'm probably going to be following the men's team. I don't want to blow the whole budget on two NCAA tournament teams, but I don't. We'll see. I love OKC though.
Yeah. Also from Winston, do you guys have a least favorite MSU fan Twitter? Or maybe at least a least favorite response. Let me tell you, buddy, we do. We do have least favorite Twitter accounts.
It's Winston Woodard.
No, it's not Winston. Don't be that
way. I'm kidding.
But there are a few that I'm just like, when I see them in my mentions, I'm just like, God, I wish you would shut up. I don't give out any names here. But, you know.
There was that crew a few years ago that was just the absolute worst.
Oh, a bunch of they're state fans who decided to attack state people for no reason whatsoever. It was just ridiculous. So, all right, same podcast. Here we go. Tucker Medlin. My family came to the basketball game from Alabama on Saturday. My little cousins brought two of their friends, and by the end of the game, the two friends had bought state shirts and were cheering like crazy. Am I obligated to apologize to their parents for them choosing this life of misery and eternal pain? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, you should apologize. Be like, I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be like this. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Also, has this season told you more about the ceiling or the floor for Chris Jans? I think it's the floor.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Tolu was injured half the season. Andrew Taylor did not pan out like you planned for him to. And yet you still are right here in contention for an NCAA tournament bid. You know, I think
hopefully that is the case.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
All right.
Six pack speak. If someone uploaded the wrong pod, so this is a hypothetical. If someone uploaded the wrong pod, here. Do you point the fingers and blame the man who is responsible for uploading the pod? You know, I don't point the finger. I point the thumb. All right. I did it. I screwed up. I made a mistake. All right. I take full responsibility for that.
It's true.
It's true.
We've gotten a whole lot of Groundhog Day references.
Yeah. Brian McDuff, would it be possible to go back to a time where we weren't available 24/7? In 1990, if you weren't home, you couldn't be reached, and we somehow survived. How much easier would that be if you, say, for instance, loaded the wrong podcast? Be great.
Can you imagine people sitting around like they've just waited all day to listen to the podcast and turn it on? It's the one from yesterday.
And then, like, I wake up and, like, I've got four messages on my answering machine.
Yeah.
Beep. Hey, Dad, it's Robbie. Listen, you uploaded the wrong podcast. Just letting you know. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Beep. It's McDuff. I got to let you know you uploaded. That's what it would be.
It's how we used to feel whenever we would be waiting for a show to come on.
Yeah.
And we turn on the show and it's a rerun.
There you go.
But we've spoiled ourselves as a society.
Yeah.
We no longer just say, that's okay. Now everybody's demanding we fix things.
Yes. The MSU Bagman asks us, by the way, you're not doing a very good job, MSU Bagman. At times the Mississippi State controls its own destiny. At times that Mississippi State controls its own destiny in any sport, it seems we fail to do that every time. Why is that? And this basketball season has felt like the Hulk coaster at Universal. I mean, there's a short answer.
I have fun on the Hulk coaster.
Okay.
I don't have fun on Mississippi State sports.
They're just not good enough at times. I mean, that's just the short answer. Good teams would handle their business and not as good teams don't. So this team has not been as good as I thought it was going to be this year. Simple answer.
I think that is something that we've been missing throughout the year. We talked about it kind of early on. Like, it's just like the team has just had its issues.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a team that has that killer instinct. And that really is for women's basketball too.
Mm-hmm.
They showed those signs early. So, I mean, we shouldn't be that surprised. I mean, it kind of felt like a team that was going to be up and down from the start.
Yeah. I mean, you're right, but that's hindsight here.
Well, not really. Like I said, we were talking about that.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Ani Robertson, what has happened to Princess Kate? She's dead.
You think she's not a real person anymore? Like, that's just somebody.
Well, no, I mean, that photo, they admitted that was. And then the whole thing where, like, they were trying to convince us that she edited the photo. Like, she's sitting there on Adobe photoshopping her photos for no reason whatsoever.
A princess.
She had time for that. She learned that skill.
They just can't.
Very, very wrong with her. And it's like one of these things, like, these people are richer than 90% of the world combined. But they're idiots. The fact that their great, 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 great grandfather won the Battle of Hastings has made them billionaires today. Who cares?
Yeah, if you've ever watched The Crown, you kind of get an inside look of how stupid some of these people are.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's just purely based on blood. They were born into this. They had no other qualifications. The most stupid thing that's happened in the entire family was Charles. Is it Charles? Or the dad?
Mm-hmm.
Choosing Camilla over one of the hottest women in the world.
Yeah.
And a real life princess, and Princess Diana. Him not wanting that and would rather have Camilla was the dumbest thing that I've seen from the entire family, and was a red flag, a massive red flag for the children too.
Yes, I agree. Where are we here?
And now you have one of the kids that's just that he wanted to leave the family altogether.
He wanted his privacy. Had to have privacy.
Had to have privacy, so he created a Netflix series about how he wasn't getting privacy.
He didn't have enough privacy. Where are we here? Cameron Katie. Do you think the TBD jokes are funny or getting old? They're funny, Cameron. That's why I keep making them.
They're getting old.
Shut up. You're getting old.
Yes. Yes, I am, unfortunately.
How wild was the first day of free agency 1 through 10? Normally, it's the NBA that has the crazy first day of free agency, but the NFL was cooking yesterday, man. It's like an 8.
It was pretty wild. The running backs that are just flying around right now is just pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of shows you the value of the running backs dropping tremendously.
Former Kumite world champion Frank Dukes has a question. Rank these five NES classics: Zelda, Mario, Mega Man, Punch-Out, or Contra. Mario is number one.
I mean, Mario's number one. Zelda's number two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then I'm going to go Contra, Punch-Out, Mega Man.
Yeah, never got into Mega Man.
Metroid needs to be on this list too, by the way.
Yeah.
I think. Also from Frank, how far would ECW have made it had they had Tony Khan-type backing? Would they still be around today? They would still be around.
Yes.
Tony Khan has more money than the McMahons.
The popularity wasn't the issue.
Yeah.
It was the fact that they just couldn't pay for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, they would have had a much bigger network. They would have probably toured around it. They had to basically run out of, like, a couple of different places.
Mm-hmm.
I think they went to like the Hammerstein Ballroom on top of the ECW arena, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was purely a money issue for them because they had become extremely popular, and WWE was actually taking some of their ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Last one here from Working for the Weekend. Who are the first
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Who are the first players taken in the draft on the current football, baseball, and basketball rosters? Any first rounders? I think Hubbard would be the highest draft choice off of this basketball team, even over Tolu.
Really?
Yeah. Tolu, I mean,
I just think the size is going to be a problem for him.
It is, but Tolu doesn't have any jump shot whatsoever. And in today's NBA, that just doesn't do anything for you. You got to be able to stretch a little bit. He can't. Hubbard can at least be a role player, I think. So, I mean, neither one of them are first-rounders, but, I mean, I could see Hubbard going late second round.
Yeah.
All right. Baseball, Dakota Jordan, and
Jordan.
He's a first-rounder.
Yeah, he's got those capabilities.
This football team coming up, my first thought is Mekalen Pounders.
Could be.
You know, big-time left tackle if he plays at that level.
If things start to come together, Travion Williams.
That would be a good choice, yeah. John Lewis, maybe. But, I mean, there's a lot of what-ifs there. There's a lot of what-ifs in that situation. So,
yeah.
All right. That's it. Tomorrow's show, preview Mississippi State versus LSU. Big game for the Bulldogs, obviously, as they try to finally punch that invitation to the big dance. Plus, we'll have some SEC previews on tomorrow's show. Arkansas and Auburn. We'll get both of those in on tomorrow's show. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thugonomics. Word life.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.